Even Satan, God of Darkness, listens to CITR on 101.9 FM.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9, and this is Sandy. We're at the twofold time, and I need to put my earphone on, and I'll let Maggie talk. Maggie's here.
Hi, I'm Maggie. I'm back again.
And today we have another guest. I would let him just say hi.
Hi, guys.
I think they can hear it.
I don't know.
Because I can. So his name is Peter, and just bump into him is my old friend. 所以呢，大家新年快乐。今天是今天是什么除夕夜？除夕夜到了。然后呢，您现在正在收听的是 CITR 101.9，然后我是 Sandy。然后今天很荣幸，我们又可以邀请到 Maggie， 就是上星期跟我们分享功夫的那个魔力美少女。然后还有我另外一个朋友 Peter， 他今天也在，不过他今天应该是处于一个不是很想讲话的态势，所以我就让他 say hi 就好了。
Hi guys，
你没有中文的 version 呢？
哦，Hello，Hello，Hello，
不是。所以今天的那个 schedule 比较 loose， 然后呢，我们想要we're gonna start off the show by playing you some interesting Chinese songs and see if you've heard of it. It's usually the type of song that people listen to during Chinese New Year, but there are a lot. So most of the songs, perhaps even I myself haven't heard of it.
I actually don't know what Chinese songs
are. It's like dun 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 dun, those kind
traditional ones.
Yeah, but this is a song playlist of 2014, so I have no idea. I mean, I listened to it before. Yeah, I'll stop talking. So then, 就是放一些叫什么新年的歌，就是这样，喵。
闪耀，
喜气洋洋乐淘淘，蝴蝶喧闹人如潮，
唱一个好运到呀，唱一个福星照。
唱一个福星照，嘿，
春到人间不
计上门，爸爸喝水财运到，
唱一个财运到呀，唱一个新年好。新年好，
Studying abroad looks great on your resume and opens doors for exciting career paths. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Wednesday, February 26th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Vancouver Convention Center, East Ballroom. Admission is free. Come early at 2 p.m. to listen to our guest seminar on how to access over $100 million worth of scholarships for your studies. Check the website on studyandgoabroad.com.
Do you need someone to talk to? If you are seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the Sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
So hi, we're back. And we thought it would be a great idea if we, because Maggie knows Cantonese and I know Mandarin, and we would like to tell you how to say it if you are not familiar with the language, how to say Happy New Year. So how do you say Happy New Year in Cantonese, Maggie?
新年快乐.
新年快乐.
Yeah.
How was the pronunciation?
It's actually really good.
That you can still hear the funny.
Fine.
Can okay, I'm gonna practice until it was really good. Let's see if that date comes.
How do you say 新年快乐 in Mandarin?
Okay, 所以呢，我跟 Maggie 因为 Maggie 她那个会讲广东话，然后我会讲 国语，所以我们想说，反正今天既然是那个中国的除夕，那就大家如果不会讲新年快乐的人，就可以在这个机会来学一下怎么发音的很标准，然后可以这样跟人家恭喜恭喜一下。所以呢，国语是新年快乐
，and then 广东话就系新年快乐。That's a Cantonese one.
新年快乐。
It's good.
It's good.
Yeah.
Good enough.
新
年
快乐。Oh, yeah.
新年快乐。
Yeah.
Yeah.
新年快乐。
How do you say, 恭喜发财。
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 发
发财、yeah. What did I just say?
I don't know.
Hopefully it's nothing bad.
No. No, but there's a food called 发财 which is, you know, those black things.
发财
Yeah,
it looks like hair.
发财 yeah.
Oh, it's the same pronunciation?
It's similar.
Really?
Yeah.
So one could miss-say it too.
Yeah.
恭喜发财
No, yes, because, you know, for... So some people eat those just because of the word.
Oh, 发财. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
恭喜发财.
Oh, yeah, by the way, in Chinese New Year, there's a lot of food.
Traditional food.
Represents something like fish is like 年年有余. It means that,
every how do you say
it? Is it money related? I think it's money related. Every year you have something left. Yeah. That means you're always have
more
enough
than
to
enough.
Use. Mm-hmm. Yeah.So there's, it's interesting and that's how we
There are also other ones、up. That I know, for example, spring rolls.
春卷
对春卷 it's shapes and its color is also 、yellow. So it would represent the gold bar in Chinese.
什么是 gold?
黄金
哦金元宝
对
哦、
But it's called gold bar in English.
Oh, I didn't know. Good learning for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, so that's what spring roll represents.
Oh, I didn't know. My mom was making 发糕跟年糕。就是发糕好像是取那个发财的那个音，所以就是吃了就发了这样子。
吃了就发，
吃了就发，可能
是发，
不一定是那个钱。发就是有时候你说发了就是。突然赚了很多钱、就是 a lot of income、然后 good wealth、and everything 所以就是我发了但是就希望不要是发福的发
是
的就是发就变
胖
了
变胖了嘛对
So there's like Chinese traditional cakes and they all
rice
represent
cake.
Yeah rice cake and 发糕 is
I don't know what that is
Yeah 发糕 is some other sweet dessert
food,、yeah.
And during Chinese New Year、We always had a lot of fun eating all those things and then have family reunions and moms usually prepare a lot of really tasty food. So I hope that you can spend some time with family, even if you're not spending your traditional Chinese New Year style. But it's always fun to gather together and celebrate something.Right now, we will play you a little bit of the history of Chinese New Year for those who are not so familiar with it. 所以呢，我们刚刚就是哩哩啦啦讲了一大堆乱七八糟的事情之后，现在就是有一个小小的英文介绍，就告诉大家那个
新年的历史，
对新年的历史什么由来一类的。
Bright colors, spirited parades, and the pop of firecrackers. They're the unforgettable sights and sounds of the Spring Festival, commonly known in the West as Chinese New Year. It's a celebration that lasts 15 days, the most colorful and important holiday on the Chinese calendar. The Chinese have been celebrating the New Year since 2000 BC. But the origins of this now joyous holiday were born of fear and myth, not festivity. An ancient Chinese legend tells the story of the wild beast Nian, who appeared each year at the end of winter, attacking and killing villagers. To scare the beast away, they used the color red, loud noise, and bright light. The customs of Chinese New Year were born. Nian is also the Chinese word for year. And much like a wild beast, the year was something to be feared, as flood, famine, and sickness took many lives. On the New Year, families gathered for a reunion to see who had survived and to wish the best for the year to come. Today, the tradition continues as families celebrate the New Year together.
Happy New Year.
Throughout the centuries, Chinese New Year celebrations have been held at different times under different emperors. In 1911, the Republic of China was established under Sun Yat-sen. Soon after, the country adopted the foreign solar-based Gregorian calendar, establishing New Year celebrations for January 1st. During the political turmoil of the early 20th century, the Chinese government returned to its roots and re-established the traditional lunar calendar to set the dates for holidays. Chinese New Year is celebrated at the beginning of the first month of the lunar calendar, around late January, early February on the Western calendar. People crowd city streets, buying new clothes and shoes. They shop for the best firecrackers and choose special ingredients for the festive meal. Red is the color of happiness and abundance. Auspicious symbols written on red paper hang in every store window and home to bring good fortune. Families enjoy the New Year's Eve feast with plate after plate of elaborate food, the most symbolic meal of the year. A whole fish stands for abundance, a chicken for good luck, both served with head and tail, symbolizing a good beginning and end for the coming year. After the meal, elders pass out small red envelopes called hongbao. Each has New Year greeting on the outside and lucky money on the inside. On the first day of the new year, people take to the streets, filling the day with the explosion of firecrackers. The celebration continues for 2 weeks, with traditional ceremonies and days of rest. On the 15th day, the Lantern Festival arrives, signaling the end of the holiday. It's a tradition that can be traced back to 200 BC, when the emperors of the Han Dynasty lit their palace with lanterns to pay tribute to the universe. Today, the lanterns provide a glowing backdrop for a lively parade, as lion dancers and beautiful dragons wind their way through the streets, warding off evil spirits and bringing good luck. A symbolic celebration comes to an end, but the promise of good fortune fills the air as the Chinese year begins anew.
They just say 恭喜发财.
That's the Cantonese way of saying Chinese
New
Year.
恭喜发财.
Okay, 新年快乐, 恭喜发财.
So bad. 新年快乐,
恭喜发财,
恭喜发财.
Good enough.
How do you say end?
同.
Yeah, so it's correct. Chinese New Year 的历史之后，希望大家对它有更深一层的了解。那么，在新年的时候，我们会有红包，但是为什么会有红包呢 ？Maggie，
我知道小朋友就是特别喜欢新年的，因为他们常常都会收到红包嘛。
嗯。所以只有小朋友会收到红包吗？
没有啊，就是其实比你大的人他们都会给你红包的。
嗯，这么好，那他永远都要当小孩啊，就当最小的那个，就一直都是领红包，不用发红包。 So why do kids love Chinese New Year?
Well, as you know, the tradition of Chinese New Year is to give younger ones red pockets. And inside all the red pockets, you will receive a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
So that's why kids love Chinese New Year.
Oh, and then I heard it's usually the money is either like 220 or 2,000.
It's like it comes in a pair.
It comes in a pair. That's exactly what I meant. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so like pair, it means like
好事成双成对. So yeah, so like good fortune will come in a pair, not just like, I don't know, come
and
in
also
the
like the number 8 is also lucky. But the 7, the number 7 is like unlucky for us.
Or 4.
Yeah. So we'll never say or use 4.
Why is 7 not lucky?
I don't know. It's
because
just
it doesn't
odd number.
Qi?
I don't know.
Qi?
Just weird.
Yeah, I don't know. But 4 is definitely 4. 四 and a 死.
Mm-hmm. So 4 means
yet
like death.
Some say.
Yeah.
So say and death. How do you say death?
Say.
Oh, it's almost the same?
Yeah.
Say.
Yet yi sam say say. Yeah, I think in
Mandarin. So 4 and 四 is.
It's similar. It's similar in Mandarin too.
It's 四.
四.
And then 死.
Yeah.
But there's a subtle difference.
There's
but,
a difference.
But in Cantonese too?
Yet yi sam say. That's number 4.
Say.
And then. Say is death.
Oh,
so it's like a lower.
Like say?
Yeah. Why are we talking about death on the Chinese
No,
New Year?
No, we're just saying that number four is not lucky in the Chinese culture.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of hospitals where they don't have fourth floor.
Yep.
And also, nobody wants to live on fourth floor.
And also a lot of, I think, apartments and houses too.
Really?
Apartments.
So
no
I think
four.
Sometimes it's a bit confusing. It's like, yeah, I live on the sixth floor, but it's actually the fifth floor.
So like, not only number four, but like the 14th floor or the 24th floor.
So they just all
floor.
Eliminated that.
Yeah. Any four in the level, they cancel it. So there's no 40-something level. So it goes like 39, and then it goes to
51.
Oh, 50. It goes to 50.
Oh.
And it goes to 51. So yeah.
That.
So that what happens
in is that why like Chinese most Chinese towers and their like buildings are taller because they don't have they just subtract
they
the 10 floors. It's like we're 100 something floors. 我刚刚讲到哪去了？好像讲到为什么四是不吉利的，然后呢还讲说。 哦，就是发红包嘛。嗯，然后我记得小时候常常领红包，然后有一些 there's a certain rule. Some say that once you start working, you need to start
giving out
red envelopes.
Pockets.
And then some said it's after you got married. But well, I mean, like either way, I'm not.
We're not at that stage yet.
But I will hand out red envelopes to my niece tonight. So.
Oh.
Yeah, she's so
first
cute.
Time?
No,
first
second
time.
Time.
Oh my god, cute.
Yeah, I know. She can say a lot of stuff
Sandy
now.
Sandy auntie, I want red pockets.
She usually just look at me. She's like, Shai. So cute. Yeah. Actually, last week she was listening too.
Oh, she was listening to
you. She was
show?
Listening to us.
Oh.
Yeah, because like my mom told her that Xiaoyi is going to do the show on Thursday and in the afternoon, and then she would just like ask my mom to listen to Tufo.
Oh, you have a fan.
I know. Yoshin, my niece has been saying
fan.
Like, Yoshin, you'll sing Tufo. Yoshin, you'll sing Tufo. Oh, so cute. Yeah, so ever since she started helping me with like the Tufo promo, and she just immediately got fall in love with like all the recording and everything. Like, oh, 又先要录音, 又先要听 twofold, 又先要写作业.
She knows all that word?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, she's calling herself 又先要写作业. And then sometimes she would have like a reading book, and then she would just grab you and say, 小孩要念给你听. Because she still mix up with the ni and wo.
Oh,
so
I see.
But super adorable. So by the way, in Chinese, ni is
you,
and wo is me. And my little niece is still struggling with that part, but she knows a lot and she's super smart. How do you say lay and then
yeah, mo? Yeah, perfect, perfect, yeah. Sandy.
Yes, thank you so much.
100% for you.
I know, I mean, like, with language, you always need to practice.
Yeah.
Because I took German last term, and then now I just feel like I don't remember much. Yeah, it's like, I can say, oh, ich bin Sandy Fawn, and...
that's better than me.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, choose ciao.
Yeah, I know ciao, like, you know,
just quickly say goodbye.
Because like on my first day of work in Germany, my boss say ciao Maggie, and I was like, what
does it mean, right?
Yeah, no, I think at first I thought he thinks that my last name is Chow. That's why he's like Chow. I was like, and then I just say Chow back just for the sake of it.
Oh, that's smart,
yeah.
You.
Yeah, and I got it right.
You didn't like correct it? No.
Yeah,
it's
I didn't
actually
know what it is.
It's actually not Chow.
Yeah, he was like Chow Maggie. I was like, what?
Oh yeah, I realized that while we're because we did some internship there. So back then they've been saying "genau" a lot. Genau, and then I'm like,
that sounds like English, right?
What exactly is genau? And then so in the end we realized it means totally, exactly.
Oh really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
And they're like, genau. So in different languages there's always a lot of words that people have been constantly using and then without realizing until you are a foreigner listening to that, it's like, how come you say what do you say, 那个 a lot, 就是那个 然后 is like and then so if you've been saying like
yeah, like, for English is like
yeah, or like and then I'll tell you what, it happens the exact same content or phrase happens in any other language too, especially in Chinese. 所以呢我们现在要向大家介绍 短短的为什么会有十二，你看讲完以后我自己就一直讲一些乱七八糟的什么这个那个十二生肖的由来啦，讨厌。
Long ago in China, the Jade Emperor decided to find a way of measuring time. On his birthday, he told the animals that there would be a swimming race. The first 12 animals across the fast-flowing river would be the winners. Each would have a year of the zodiac named after him. All the animals lined up along the riverbank. Two good friends, the rat and the cat, were worried because they were poor swimmers. Fortunately, they were clever. They asked the strong ox if he would carry them across the river. Of course, said the kind ox, just climb onto my back and I will take you across. The rat and the cat quickly got on his back. They were very excited when the ox soon took the lead in the race. Halfway across the river, the rat pushed the cat into the river, leaving him to struggle in the water. To top that off, just seconds before the ox was about to win the race, the rat leapt on his head and jumped on the bank to finish first. Well done, said the Jade Emperor to the proud rat. The first year of the zodiac will be named after you. The poor ox had been tricked into second place, and the second year of the zodiac was named after him. Shortly after that, the exhausted tiger clawed his way up the riverbank to claim third place. Swimming against the strong currents had been an enormous struggle for him. The emperor was so delighted with his efforts that he named the third year after him. The rabbit was the next to arrive, but he hadn't swum across at all. He had hopped across on some stepping stones. When there were no more stepping stones, he found a floating log to carry him to the shore. "I shall be very happy to call the fourth year after you," the surprised Jade Emperor explained. Just then, a kind dragon swooped down from the sky to take fifth place. "Why didn't you win the race? You could have flown across the river," the Jade Emperor asked. "I was held up by the cries of some people and animals who needed water to drink. I had to make some rain for them," the dragon explained. "Then, when I was nearly here, I saw a poor little rabbit stop dead on a log in the water. I blew a puff of wind so that the log would float to the riverbank." "Well, that was very kind and generous of you. You will have the fifth year of the zodiac named after you." The next thing the Jade Emperor heard was the sound of the horse's hooves. Just as the horse was about to arrive, a sneaky snake wriggled out from around one of his hooves. The horse was so surprised that he jumped backwards, giving the snake a chance to take the sixth place in the race. The poor horse had to be satisfied with seventh place. Not long afterwards, a raft arrived, carrying the goat, the monkey, and the rooster. They explained to the Jade Emperor how they had shared the raft that the rooster had found. The goat and monkey had cleared away weeds and pushed the raft to the shore. The Jade Emperor was very pleased that the animals had worked together. He said the goat would be the eighth zodiac animal, the monkey the ninth, and the rooster the tenth. The next animal to finish was the dog. "Why are you so late? You are one of the best swimmers of all the animals," asked the Jade Emperor. "The water was so refreshing that I just had to splash around a bit," explained the dog. His reward was to have the 11th year named after him. Now there was one place left in the zodiac, and the Jade Emperor wondered when the last winner would come. He had nearly given up when he heard a grunt from the boar. "You took a long time to cross the river," said the emperor to the boar. "I was hungry and stopped to eat," explained the boar. "After the meal, I felt so tired that I fell asleep." "You have still done well," said the Jade Emperor. "The last year of the zodiac will be named after you." As for the cat, who had been pushed into the water by the rat, he finally crawled out of the water. Unfortunately for him, he was too late to have a year named after him. He felt very cross with the rat, and since then, cats have never been friends with rats. From that day to this, the Chinese zodiac has followed this cycle of years, named after these 12 animals.
Don't forget to vote in the upcoming AMS elections. The AMS is your student society. While there may be other elections happening in other constituencies during this time frame, the AMS elections affect all UBC students. The voting period is from January 27th to the 31st. For information on candidates and how to vote, go to ams.ubc.com.
So you've heard the story about the 12 zodiac, and how do you feel? Maggie, you heard it for the first time, right?
Yeah, but I wasn't actually...
I hope some people do this.
I think it's a really interesting story. So yeah. If you guys are interested, better take a look.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. And mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of like sneaky rat and snakes and all that.
And there's also an order of the Chinese zodiac, right? And how they put the how they put them in order.
That's
a really interesting thing.
Yeah, and it's kind of like it's a mystery story, but people usually just listen to it for fun. Who knows what happened back then, right? And I've never seen, like, a dragon before.
And, like, an animal racing each other to get to someplace.
Yeah, but it's fun. It's fun. I listened to it when I was a kid, and my mom used to volunteer in my kindergarten. And she used to draw out all the different animals, and then she used that to, like, act out the stories. So that's why I heard of it somewhat, and I vaguely still remember some of them.
Mm-hmm.
所以刚刚讲到的是那个十二生肖的由来，那我只是粗略的记得一点点。然后因为小时候在幼稚园的时候，妈妈是那个义工老师，然后她就把那十二生肖都全部画在纸上面，然后用那个竹筷子粘着，然后就这样子，然后演戏，就是教小朋友说十二生肖到底是怎么来的。我是属蛇的，然后 Maggie 是属猴子的，然后我们刚刚就是顺便查了一下我们两个今年的运势，因为呢 ，cause with different zodiac it's kind of like horoscope where they would have like predictions of
your health in the coming year, your career, relationships,
even like how you would look like sometimes, like 属猴的什么长相什么清秀什么高高怎么样，有时候还会就是写对写一大堆乱七八糟的，然后just for the fun of it, because I don't really believe in all that. I think it's too general for this kind of categorization.
I think the ones that talk about your personalities is actually really true.
Oh yeah, for zodiac or
yeah for zodiac.
What's my personality? okay, I'll start sharing first. So, 就是不同的生肖通常会有不同的运势，流年运势。那刚刚就是跟 Maggie 好玩，随便查了一下，然后属蛇的人听好了。
What year is it?
The year of 2000.
你要想你 you're born in 2000 something.
I'm so young. I'm just like a year older than my niece. What do you expect? 所以就是属蛇就是1989到1990年初的人。就是呢General the Snake will not have a very eventful 2014. I think they can actually hear you. There will be an equal event of highs and lows. What that means is that 2014 will be an ordinary year. It might sound boring, but it is what it is. So mean. However, it is all up to you to add spice to your 2014. There are many ways to spike a rather dull and boring year. Try to enroll in new classes that will raise the excitement level. Try to do it with friends so it will be more fun. Hang on for 2014 and the following year might have something in store that is more exciting. So basically it says that I'm gonna have a really boring year and just hanging there. 所以刚刚就随便查一下，然后第一个 site 点进去就整个脸都绿了。第一句话就是说属蛇的人呢，你今年就并不会有一个怎么样特别有趣的一年，然后就是随随便便的把它过完了，明年说不定会有更好的，就是明年再来的。How about monkeys?
So for monkeys, it's a year, there's year 1980, 1992, 2004. You guys are all monkeys. So for the coming year, monkeys, lucky colors are white, gold, and blue. Lucky numbers are 1, 7, and 8. So I'll read a short description of the upcoming years.People born in the year of the monkey are witty, intelligent, and have a magnetic personality. Personality traits like curious and cleverness make them very naughty. Wow.
Monkeys Man, you are so naughty.
Okay. Monkeys are masters of practical jokes because they like playing most of the time. That's so true. Okay, keep going. Though they don't have any bad intentions, their pranks sometimes hurt the feelings of others.
Oh, no. I'm so hurt.
And those born in the year of the monkeys are fast learners and crafty opportunists. Ooh. They have many interests, that is so true, and need partners who are capable of stimulating them. While some like the eccentric nature of the monkey, some on the other hand don't trust their sly, restless, inquisitive nature. Although they're clever and creative, monkeys aren't always exhibit their talent properly. Monkeys like to take challenges and they prefer urban life to rural. I think it's actually true.
Yeah?
Like the many interest part. Because right now I'm still thinking of what to do for a career. Because I like a lot of things, but just can't put them into a good job.
Yes, just do a startup. Just put everything together, everything that you like.
I actually have thought about that.
Do a method of delegation. So you don't have to do anything. Just get others to do it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm interested in this and that. And I want to invest in this and that. But why don't you do it?
Be the CEO, right?
Yeah, so you're the monkey. Like, you're in charge. You're the smartest. So we're going to play a song. It's called Hey Hey Sweet Alibi. And it's in the album of We Got To. Yay. I think I'm getting that right.
Chasing the past, not taking time, getting nowhere fast. It's not what you have, it's what you pass on. I've been sitting here, I've let the moon.
你发财。
然后嘞？
我发奶奶。
然后嘞？
来了。那你发财。
然后嘞？
我发奶奶。
然后嘞？
来了。
So the song that you just heard is called Hey, Hey. And then it's an album called We've Got To by Sweet Alibi.
It's Alibi.
And I like to briefly mention that we are going to downtown, Chinatown, not downtown, to celebrate Chinese New Year in the parade. And I will be... I will be handing out chanting classes for sure.
When is it, Sandy? I want to go see
you. Yeah, if you want to come see me.
If you want to come see Sandy.
Like last week. Yeah. Yeah, so it's February 2nd, 2014, obviously, at 11 a.m. And it's called the Chinese Benevolent Association of Vancouver. It's called Vancouver Chinatown Spring Festival. They have like a year of horse Spring Festival parade. Starts at the Millennium Gate, West Pender Street. If you're interested in
knowing, you can go visit www.cbavancouver.ca.
There we go. And then talking briefly about the chanting classes. So what's going on is that my parents and many other volunteers, they've been devoting their time and effort into teaching young kids Chinese sutra chanting. So what it is a chanting class is held by Yi Guan Dao Fa Yi Cheng De Association. Throughout the chanting classes, children's reading comprehension, character development, and concentration ability, and academic accomplishment can be highly fostered. These classes also make for quality time between parents and children. So we're promoting parent-children chanting together time, so that they have some quality time together. It's not sending your kid to this school and don't bother for 2 hours kind of class. Over the years, a lot of parents been noticing their children have really positive changes over the years. And like Maggie said last week with Kung Fu, it's the same. It's the same idea that a lot of kids, their behavior and they've been more mature in terms of either understanding more characters in Chinese or how they interact with the adults. So the method of teaching is read and point the characters by finger with the traditional Chinese literature accompanied by parents. And we recommend students to repeat 10 times of this process a day at home. They usually have such a high ability of memorization that it's really surprising. Like us these days, we have relatively lower brain cell or something that's affecting us. So it's targeted towards children at the age from 3 to 13. So get your kids started when they're young. There's no tuition fee. Their parents pay for the textbook and school bag, uniform, and other miscellaneous fees. So there will be a workshop on February 9th, 2014 from 2 to 4 p.m. at 8866 Audelin Crescent in Richmond. Please know that we are all volunteers and we just really like to share with you this opportunity if you wanted your kid to know more about the Chinese culture and wanting them to improve on their Chinese skills. 所以呢，在二月二号的时候，我会去那叫什么
游行？
对，我们会去一个游行，在 Chinatown。从早上十一点那个游行就开始了。希望有空的人可以合家欢乐的把西家带眷，把大家都带去那边晃一晃，走一走，看一看那边会有很多游行。然后，发一崇德亲子
发一虫的协会亲子读经班招生，我也会在那边发这个传单。那这个传单呢，这个协会是加拿大政府注册团体，从事中华文化推广及慈善置业啊，亲子读经是其中重要的活动，然后可以快速提高儿童中文识字量，熏陶品格，提升注意力及学习能力，并促进亲子关系。教学方法有以《论语》《孟子》《大学》《中庸》《道德经》《庄子》《百孝经》《三字经》《弟子规》《唐诗》等等的教材朗读，并以手指点字，家长全程陪同，并指导孩子在家每天读当周进度10遍。那我们的招生对象是从3岁到13岁的儿童，费用是免学费，但是要教材啊、书包、制服、班费等等自付。家长说明会在这个在下个月，就是2月9号2014年的下午2点到4点，在8866 Audlin Crescent Richmond 那边，就是在那个中国世界旁边的一个崇德佛院。那如果您有兴趣知道更多详情的话，麻烦您去 www.fycdvancouver.org/shutrachanting。 那么呢，希望你们都可以希望你们的小孩可以都是中文顶呱呱，然后一流的中流砥柱，
像香迪一样。
是吗？我的中文没有顶呱呱啦。
有啦有啦。
对，所以我们现在Maggie 还有什么就是要祝大家那种新年快乐的话吗？
新年快乐，身体健康。
你要说什么龙马精神？
龙马精神，
龙马精神的那个怎么讲啊？
龙马精神，
龙马精神，
祝大家新年快乐，龙马精神，心想事成。
哇，好好犀利啊
！Go Sandy，
祝大家新年快乐。
新年快乐，
新年快乐，龙马精神，
龙马精神，
龙马精神，
心想事成，
心想事成。
And that's 新年快乐，龙马精神，心想事成，
心想事成，
每一天都过得开开心心的，
开开心心。
Yeah，
耶。Deck B。
Is Natasha Raya. I'm a robot now. I'm playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Interesting. So stay with us at CITR 101.9 FM and see more is coming up for the remaining of the show that we will continue to play some Chinese traditional
music.
Music to pump up the atmosphere.
Happy Chinese New Year!
Happy Chinese New Year! 新年快乐，大家！希望你们马年行大运，万事如意。那我们下礼拜见了，
拜拜，
拜拜。
霸气如虹，新年。